25 years ago, Charlie Wilson, along with his brothers Robert and Ronnie, topped the black music charts. The Gap Band became one of the most successful groups of a golden era of black music. Some of their classic hits include Outstanding, You Dropped a Bomb on Me, and their first number one single, Burn Rubber. Gap Band recorded albums well into the 1990s and remain a popular act on the road. Their longevity and continued popularity is due in great part to the voice up front. Charlie Wilson has just released his latest solo album called Charlie, last name Wilson, and it's one of the hottest records in the country.
First of all, we just thought it would be a great way to reintroduce myself to the world. To just simply say, hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie, last name Wilson. I was wondering if I could take you out, show you a good time, invite you to my house. Well, here's my number.
Girl, you can call me, and don't forget it, babe. The name is Charlie.
Anybody can use that line. I had a show the other night in Memphis, Tennessee, where I said, I know you guys have been dying, and you ladies have been dying to put your name in this song, so don't play. So everybody started laughing, so I started the song back up and let everybody put their name in. It's just a great way. It's a great pickup line, and everybody's been using it.
Being in love is good for your head.
It's time to share this fortune and fame with someone else.
Now that I'm in this club, I might as well.
Hey, girl.
How you doing?
How you doing?
My name is Charlie.
Charlie.
Last name Wilson.
A lot of people don't want to admit that they've been using the line, but you've been losing the line.
I'm going to tell you the truth, Charlie. I was listening to the CD the other day and singing, and you know I threw my name up in there. So I think we all do it. Charlie, let me take you back to the day when you all formed. We should note that the Gap Band really formed by you and your brother, and then as one dropped out, your other brother came to the group. You all have had phenomenal success coming out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. Charlie, would you have ever imagined that you would have been the kind of R&B staple that you've become?
No, I would never had an idea. Not an inkling of an idea that it would last this long, even. We only was recording from our heart and just making music that felt good. And to believe that it would last this long and be in the clubs this long, or for me to even be still singing this long, it's a blessing in itself.
You were the girl that changed my world. You were the girl for me. You lit the fuse. I sang the fuse. You were the first for me. But you turned me up.
You dropped the bomb on me, baby. You dropped the bomb on me.
What song of the Gap Band, if you had to pick one that said, this is us, this is what represents the Gap Band, what song would you pick?
Wow. Oh, Outstanding, I would say.
When you talk about longevity, one might look at your history, and had we stopped some years back, we'd have thought we're not going to hear from Charlie Wilson, because you had run into, as many musicians and entertainers do, the world of drugs and alcohol. How'd you beat it?
You know, it was a struggle, because basically I really didn't think it was a way out. When the Gap Band got in the music business, it was sex, drugs, and rock and roll. We did it. It didn't have to be in that order. And after just a long period of time, it was just sex and then drugs. And that's it. We even took the music part left out. Drugs, alcohol, and drugs destroyed dreams, because I had lost everything. I ended up with nothing. When I was really homeless, and I ended up going to this rehabilitation center in Acton, California. And now we're getting toward the end of my program. The head of the department, she said, let me just ask you a question. We've been watching you. And she said, are you serious about being clean and sober? And I said, I'm trying to get it now. You know, she said, well, what are you going to do when you get out of here? And I said, I don't have anywhere to go. because I was graduating the Wednesday following that Friday. She said, come Friday, we'll find you a house or something. And so, you know, she filled the house up with furniture. She got the house. And I found out we had a Gap Band show the following weekend. She went with me. And so many people was trying to hand me drugs. It was crazy, Ed. It was real crazy. Anyway, I made it back to the yard safe and sound. And that's the lady that I married. She's been with me every single day since that day.
Well, we thank her because we continue to have your talent around. Let me ask you this, Charlie, before we let you go. When I think about you and I think about Ronald Isley, I wonder if you look at the idea that in order to stay in the business to some degree, I hear a lot of guys talking about big pimping, this, that, and the other, but at that point, they're 50, 55 years old. Would you like to be able to produce a song, produce a record, produce a CD that really was just singing and had none of that persona to it?
Yes. I mean, I did that about 4 years ago when the first solo record that I did had a song called Big Pimpin'. And I mean, I really need it. I mean, kids is loving great R&B music right now. R&B is on its way back. And I'm going to kick the doors down to make sure it's back.
Well, coming back with Charlie Wilson, a man who let it in some time ago, front man of the Gap Band, continues to be that. We should note that he's got the hottest song in the land, no exaggeration, in the CD of the same name, Charlie, last name Wilson. Hey, Charlie, good to talk to you, man.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate you, Ed, and God bless you, man.
That does it for the program today. To listen to the show, visit npr.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. I'm Ed Gordon. This is News and Notes.